The biggest Google winners were the police departments in East Providence and North Providence, as well as the Rhode Island Attorney General's office. Each agency received $60 million. East Providence has spent almost all of the money on shoring up its police pension plan. They also replaced two-thirds of their cruisers. East Providence Police Chief Joseph Tavares says retirees are much more financially secure as a result.
I can tell you it's a lot healthier with this injection of nearly $50 million. It was underfunded. We gave the maximum amount of money that the federal government allowed us to, and it has brought the pension plan to a point where those retirees who put in a career will have that money available to them.
North Providence took a similar approach. It spent roughly $22 million shoring up its police pension plan. North Providence has $38 million left. The least amount of money has been spent by the Rhode Island Attorney General's office. They've shelled out just over $3 million. The single largest expenditure is for a study to examine ways to improve the efficiency of the office, with an eye towards bringing it into the 21st century technologically. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.